Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is a pastor, author, and a tenacious pursuer of truth. He is dedicated to connecting hungry souls to joy and dissipating the ambiguous ways of the world. In his book, The Magnetic Heart of God, Understanding the Five Cravings of Your Soul, he wants people to know that our souls are not mute or passive, but bold, insistent, and alive with desire. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Corey Rosinke.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I am delighted to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to hear more about your book and why you are going beyond the pulpit to be this pursuer of truth on behalf of people and to bring them to an understanding. But first, I want to hear, how did you get to this point where you decided that this is the route that you needed to go?
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking. I when you ask that question, my mind kind of goes back. And I have to say, it really started in my childhood. I was raised in deep poverty. And I was also one of those introspective little boys who, I remember, we'd have company come over to the home. And while all the kids were outside playing, I would sit against the wall and listen to the grownups talk. And from a very, very young age, I was asking that question of why. Specifically, I think it started in relation to poverty. Why is my life so different from others? But then it got real deep, real fast. Why do these people have different perspectives, right? Why do we see what's going on in the world today, right? From a very young age. And that drove me from a young age right into philosophy. Like from when I was 10 and 11 years old, I was reading Plato and Aristotle and Confucius and really big into the philosophers. And then as I grew up, I got into psychology and I was really into Freud for a while and his whole idea about the development of personality and the id and the ego and the superego. And then I moved on to neuroscience, which is a fascinating study, which is getting really popular today. It's just amazing when you think about the neuroplasticity of the brain and the effects of different brain chemicals. I realized that all of these studies, which are big in the world today, philosophy, psychology, neuroscience, I mean, there is so much, I would almost say an obsession over these things today. They are the study of mechanism, not source. By definition, they cannot answer the question of why. Right? And that, of course, drove me into a deeper understanding of faith. And so that really has been kind of my journey from the little boy wondering why and testing and experimenting and all these kind of places that are really popular in the world, psychology, neuroscience, philosophy, and realizing that the answer was deeper than those things. And so ultimately that led me to C.S. Lewis, who really revolutionized my life, because there was a man who wasn't just a believer, but a thinker. And I really found in him kind of to a certain degree, a mentor, even as a young man, as to how to believe God's word and think about its relation to humanity. And so that has kind of been that's the journey from a childhood that led me to where I am today. And then ultimately, when it came to the book in 2018, I was preaching a 5-week Easter series. And you know what it's like on Easter Sunday? It's the Super Bowl of Sundays for Christians, right? So all the regular attenders are going to be there. No one's going to miss it. And then there's your Christmas and Easter attenders. They're going to be there. And then there's that massive influx of people who don't want to be there at all. But they, they're visiting family. They had to come. And I was praying about how do I preach a message that shows how Christ is relevant to all of them, regardless of where they're at. And that really took me back to my roots in philosophy, psychology, neuroscience, and into faith. And I presented a 5-week series and I couldn't believe how it was received. How so many people, even people who kind of weren't Christians at the time, felt like their eyes were open to themselves. And I was like, wow, Lord, you've done something here that's beyond me. And that's kind of what has kind of slowly changed the trajectory of my ministry. I'm like, wow, the Lord has brought me into something unique here, and I just got to follow his leading.
Yeah. And so in the book, you talk about that people look at the soul often as being passive and mute, but you want them to know that the soul is bold and alive with desire. Explain that concept.
Yeah, well, I would say that even in the church, we talk about the soul all the time. We sing about the soul all the time in the church, but it's almost always left ambiguous, right? Like we use the words, but we don't really know what we mean, right? And so my passion has been to remove that ambiguity and present it with clarity. Because it's very simple and very easy for us, even in the church, to start thinking that we are merely biological creations, and we are so much more. And the scripture clearly teaches, and as soon as you're kind of are awakened to this reality, you see it everywhere. More than a brain or a body, we are souls created in the image of God. And it's important that not just the world, but the church, for that matter, have that reset in their mindset, right? Where they all of a sudden see themselves in a more holistic way. This life is not all there is. This body is not all there is. When Jesus says, when the scripture talks about being healed or having sin, it's not just talking about this fleshly, you know, avatar, so to speak, that I'm wandering around in. It's talking about the soul. God wants to heal the soul. It was our soul that fell from grace. It's our soul that was made in the image of God. It's our soul that, when the scripture says these people acknowledge me with their mouths, but their heart is far from me, right? It's talking about that soul. And so it's just such an important thing for me to help not only Christians, but other people as well, realize the depth of who they are. Really, my message is a message of self-discovery. I want people to reawaken to themselves. And so in my book, you know, I specifically outline 5 cravings of the soul, which I believe we can evaluate. We can understand all human activity by understanding these 5 cravings of the soul. And these 5 cravings were placed there by God on purpose, for the purpose of drawing us to himself, because ultimately it's only in him that they can be satisfied. So that's why I wrote this book. I got to admit to you, I wrote this book kind of thinking, wow, the people around me right now are really responding to this message. I can't just leave it. So I started writing. And then even as I wrote the book, someone asked me, you know, kind of about a year ago, what are your hopes for this book? And I had kind of thought, well, it'll go out there, it'll bless some people, but then I'll just keep going about my life, continue my current trajectory. But I'm quickly discovering that there is a hunger out there, not just in the church, but in the world, to hear about their souls, to finally begin living and understanding that we exist beyond biology. In fact, our soul is the attribute that best defines us. And as Christians, we're famous for saying, I know that, but we're not living like it. And so my goal and my hope is to help people make that connection, to take what they actually know deep inside and begin living it in everyday life, because it changes everything.
Yeah. And you mentioned in about Bible, going back to the very beginning, and when we think about God's creation of Adam, he breathed into Adam. And when he put his breath in Adam, he put his spirit within Adam. And that is our soul. And we are all connected to Adam, and we all carry God within us, whether we want to acknowledge it or not.
Yeah. And there's this idea, like I said, even in the church, that our souls are mute and passive, and they only activate after we die, right? When I would say the reverse is true. Our hierarchy as human beings, and I believe you find this clearly in the scripture, it's not a Corey Rosenke philosophy. Our hierarchy within us is our soul is the boss. It sends directives to the mind, which sends directives to the body. And yet we live in a world that is obsessive over meeting the needs and entertaining the body and the mind. The body and the mind. It's even come into the church. It's even come into our theology. Meanwhile, our souls, the deepest part of us, is starving to death, misunderstood, just kind of pushed to the peripheral. And that is a tragedy. And I believe that when that changes, everything changes.
Yeah, because without the spirit, without the soul, we are not a living being. And we clearly see that from the beginning. It only happened when God breathed and put his breath in us, and then Adam became a living soul.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like I said, even in the church, we need to hear the message that you are not just another mammal. You aren't just another smart mammal, right? You are created in the image of God. You are distinct. It is completely different. We have cravings that no one else, no other creature craves. We have passions and desires and the cry of our hearts that no other earthly creature has. And we need to awaken again to this reality, because I really believe that even in the church, we've come to this idea, and we've even boiled down the gospel message to a biological message, right? And we need to expand that, because God's word expands it.
Yeah, absolutely. What is next for you, Corey?
Well, I like I mentioned, I was kind of hoping I would write this book and it would kind of do well, but I would continue on my life. And I'm quickly realizing that that isn't the case. So I'm in the process of of starting up a nonprofit. I'm going on a book tour on the West Coast through the month of January. And so really just getting the word out there. And I have to tell you, Jackie, something that is amazing that has happened here is I wrote this book really to awaken a revival in the church, to say, hey, yes, Jesus died for your sins. Yes, that is the center of the gospel. But you have to realize that you are made in the image of God. And if you're going to find true peace and true happiness, you're not going to find it in your career. You're not going to find it in earthly relationships. You're not even going to find it in Christian service. You're going to find it in connection with your God. But what I've discovered is Jackie, I am blown away at how many podcasts, radio, TV shows I'm invited onto by atheists, by psychologists, by doctors, by kind of all strange spiritualists. There is a hunger out there to hear about the soul. And my whole goal, my whole mission has been to say, your soul is not ambiguous. Here's what it looks like. Here's how you can understand yourself. Here's how you can understand the people around you. It's a whole new way of presenting the gospel that at this stage in time, for whatever reason, I'm finding that there is a world out there that is open to hearing this message.
Yeah, I love it. Tell people how they can connect with you, especially about your tour.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll definitely keep updated and stuff like that on my Facebook, Corey Rozenke Ministries. So feel free to join me on Facebook. Of course, my website will be the center of all information, primarily coreyrozenke.com. And those would be the two best places, most definitely, to follow along. And boy, I appreciate people's prayers and support. And I'm just really excited about what God is doing. So coreyrozenke.com, Corey Rozenke Ministries on Facebook.
Love it. Corey, as we wrap up your interview, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the audience, the one thing that they can activate in their life today?
I would just want them to know that you are made in the image of God. And once again, we have an ambiguous term. We talk about this in the church, but we don't know what it means. And I believe I can tell people what it means. It means that you were designed to live in connection with your Maker. We see a world out there that has more than any generation in the history of the world. More education, more access to wealth, more access to comfort, to leisure. And yet every study shows that we're more unhappy than ever. And unfortunately, that's not just something we can say of the world. That's something that's also true in the church. And the reason I believe so is because we, even as Christians, have somehow, unintentionally, I'm not saying there was some sort of malice, began living lives disconnected from God. And God designed you to live in connection with Him. And so my call to people is to just reawaken and reestablish that connection. You aren't going to find what you're looking for in your career. You're not going to find it in your earthly relationships, not in any lasting way. You're going to find it in connection with your Maker. And so my goal, my mission has been to try to remove the ambiguity from terms that have been left ambiguous and to try to help people reconnect with God.
Love it. CWS audience, you have heard Corey. Our souls are bold. They were given to us by our Creator. And the only way we are going to see them maximize to their full potential, what God wants us to be, we have to be connected to Him. He is the Creator. He knows which direction He wants us to go in. So let's get connected. Connect with Corey. Learn more about his book. Go to his book tour. Find out more if you have any questions concerning your soul. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless you.